Dude, you're going to turn into a stoner. And not just like any stoner. You're going to turn into like one of those OG stoners. Like, the stoner like concept in America comes from like back when the hippies used to do all this marijuana and stuff. And that's where we get the concept of like a stoner baiter, you know. If you look back, probably like all those hippies, the long-haired hippies, like the men were just fucking in their vans or Volkswagen fucking vans and just fucking jacking away, you know, and because they were just following the basic tenets of like conservation and all that, where they knew that the second they got their hands on weed, they had to use it up, you know, like they weren't gonna let it go to waste. And that's what's gonna happen to you. You see, like, these days now you have so much more options of where to get your weed from, where to get your 420, all that. So you're gonna just celebrate every time you get weed. If you have a dispensary, you're just gonna walk in, just be fucking in awe, just walk around, just looking everywhere, and just fucking being like a kid in a candy shop all over again. You're just gonna want to try every single product and see how it makes you fucking feel, how fucking happy and buzzed you fucking get. You're just gonna walk around and then just like pick out any weed that you want, and just pick out some fucking edibles, and pick out some fucking tincture, some THC rubs, THC patches. You're gonna mess around with sativa, fucking indica, and you're gonna just fucking just learn how every single one makes you feel, and you're just gonna do it because you just want to try every single thing. You just want to like try fucking the fucking beers that have fucking THC in them, the fucking drinks, the fucking colas. You're just gonna grab whatever you want. You're just gonna grab whatever you want. You're gonna get a bong and fucking stuff a fucking weed pack, fucking pack a bowl, and just fucking experiment with everything. And going to a dispensary is no different than going to a sex shop. It's just gonna turn you on so much. Just to go in there and know. Just to know that all the other men that you see in there are doing this for the same reason. They're gonna get their fucking weed and just go home on their cocks and just fucking bait them, just stroke them, grease them up. They're doing it for the same reason. They're just gonna get a joint, a pre-roll, and just smoke it. And then they're gonna go home and watch porn and jerk off. That's what everyone at the dispensary does. That's how many men you're gonna just fucking think about. How many fucking men are just gonna do the same thing that you're gonna do. Or you could get it from your dealer, or you could get it from a friend, or any way that you get it. You're gonna just take the weed home, you're gonna try to take it home and fucking use it, and go use it in your car and just chill out, go use it in a hotel and just chill out, just relax when you fucking take it. And you're just gonna revert back to those fucking hippies, those fucking stoner potheads that would use fucking marijuana, and just hit that fucking 420 and just fucking bliss out and just sit back and relax. And when you do get weed, you're just gonna wanna use it all up. You're not gonna wanna plan it out, you're not gonna wanna portion it out to save it. You wanna use it up as fast as possible. You want to use it up in a week. A week or two is a perfect timeline for you to use it up. If you want to be a stoner, you'll use it all up in a week. You'll just fucking take so much of it and fucking get fucking high as fuck. You'll fucking smoke it out of a bomb. You'll fucking do it wherever, whenever, and just try to get through it as fast as possible, because in your head you're thinking you don't want it to go bad. You don't want it to go to waste. You don't want to have old edibles lying around. You don't want to have just weed that's dried up and just tired and not enjoyable to use. You want to use it while it's still fresh, while you just got it. You want to use it all up right away. No different than kid like just being in the candy shop wanting to eat all of his candy. You just want to eat all of your weed. You want to consume it. You just want to use it up. You just want to be a big old stoner and just use it up. You can worry about buying it next time around. You just want to use up all of your fucking weed and just fucking just stone out. Just enjoy it. You know, because tomorrow isn't promised, so you're just going to use it up all right now and just be at peace and just You're yeah, harmony. Just
a stoner.
You're using weed just will help like center you into the earth, and you just fucking just bliss out.
You're just
and then you watch fucking whatever you want. You watch fucking old cartoons and you fucking
you're
laugh.
Just a boner.
You watch whatever you want
just
to
a
help you ride it
you're
out. Because once you get that high, once you reach your fucking limit, once you say no, I've had enough for today. I can use it up tomorrow.
You're just a stoner.
You'll fucking just sit back and wait it out. You'll let whatever happens, happens. You'll let yourself fucking just zone out, forget the world.
Just
watch TV. Put on some porn. Watch the porn. Do whatever feels right. Fucking masturbate. Fucking just masturbate to porn because masturbating really helps you. Masturbating will help you.
You're just a
with using up all the weed
you're
that you bought.
Just a stoner.
It'll help you
just
bliss out. It'll help you handle all the weed that you're taking. All the insane amounts of weed that you're taking. If you buy a fucking edible pack that has 10 fucking edibles and it's fucking 100 milligrams, you're gonna use all of that up within a week. You might have to go double on some days, and on those days you really will masturbate a lot.
You're just a boner.
On some days you might even not have any left because you fucking used it all up.
You're just a boner.
You might get to the point where you eat all 10 in one day and just fucking masturbate all day, fucking gooned out of your brain and just drooling. You'll feel so fucking proud of yourself every time you finish all your weed. You're not gonna feel stressed. You're just gonna feel so fucking happy that you used it all up, that you didn't waste a single drop. You gave every single thing, every single drop, every single fucking ounce of THC to your penis, made it feel good. The only times that you're sober now are gonna be when you're out of weed.
You're just a stoner.
And if you plan really well,
you're just a boner.
You might never ever be out of weed.
You'll
just be stoned all the time. You'd love that idea of just being fucking zoned out, fucking stoner.
Just
chilling on the couch, having munchies, just watching all the porn you want. Fucking just coming and just wiping it off on your sleeve and just fucking watching more porn.
You'll
just edge and fucking smoke more and more weed,
just
letting any semen drip out, not even realizing it. Fucking just walk around, fucking stoned, fucking forgetting what you're doing every second. Just walking out blissed out, not even giving a fuck about what other people think. You're just fucking stoner now.
You're
just the stoner that they warned you about.
You're just
the fucking result
just
of weed addiction,
just
of porn addiction.
You're
just gonna fucking use more and more every time. Every time you're gonna
you're
go save a bit more for weed when
you're
you go to your dealer, when you go to your friend.
You're
gonna ask for a bit more at the dispensary and you're gonna pay for it.
You're
gonna be so happy. You're gonna buy a bunch one week and then you're gonna realize that you got too much, but you have to use it all up before it goes bad.
Because
in your stoner mind, weed goes bad just as fast as an avocado,
just
as fast as raw fish, just as fast as sushi, just as fast as bananas. It just goes bad fast, so you have to use it up while you can. You have to use it up ASAP. And another thing that's gonna help you deal with how high you're gonna be and everything that you're gonna fucking go through, all the fucking mind warping penis pleasure that you're going to feel, is poppers. Poppers will help decrease the high a bit. It'll help slow you down more and help you get through your fucking stoned state of mind.
You're
gonna take just enough where it doesn't feel uncomfortable. You're gonna feel amazing.
Just
knowing that you're not wasting one single drop of THC. You're not wasting one single molecule.
You're
just gonna use it up. You're just gonna fucking use up all your weed and sit back, relax, let it take over.
You're
gonna huff. That way you can fucking handle the fucking high.
You
just sit back, fucking let your eyes get so fucking red. Just stare at your porn and masturbate.
You're
just thinking about the next time that you're gonna fucking do this. The next time next week. You're gonna fucking think about your next fucking high in the next week.
You're just a stoner.
You're gonna think about porn and pot. You're gonna have them too. Fucking inextricable. You're gonna fucking masturbate whenever you get fucking high too. And that way you can fucking handle the fucking pleasure of being high all the time, of being like your bait ancestors. You're just gonna do it because it feels good. And the longer you do it, the more that your tolerance will increase. But it's okay because you know your limit is when you're too fucking stoned and bonered to do anything else but masturbate. Do anything else but watch porn. Do anything else but watch silly cartoons. Just fucking goof off. Laze around the house. That's your fucking limit. You'll smoke. You'll eat. You'll drink THC until you fucking get to that point. Just be a big old stoner. Smoking your pre-roll. Smoking your joints. You're smoking them. Fucking get in the house smelling real nice and musky. Like the weed itself. Make sure that you don't shower. Make sure you keep the smell on you when you go out in public. Just walking around high. It's totally natural. Totally fine. Because you found the perfect trade-off between your addictions now. If you ever want to stop smoking weed, you'll just masturbate more. And if you ever want to stop masturbating, you smoke some weed. It's plain and simple. It's an easy transfer of obsessions. Because you are obsessed with trying every single type of weed that there is out there. You want to try edibles of all kinds. You want to compare them. Just be a little connoisseur in your head. Really, you're just a dumbass who tries every single thing he wants. Gets stoned off his ass. Can't stop jerking off. But in your head, this is all normal. This is what you want. This is what you wanted. To become a weed connoisseur. To become a stoner. And you're always in control of how much you want to consume. But you know that if you really want to be a stoner, you should consume more porn. You should consume more poppers. You should consume more stoner content. And fucking laugh whenever you fucking see lowbrow humor. And you'll get excited whenever the topic of weed comes up. You'll just love to talk about it. Because you just want to be a stoner so bad. So you'll match your consumption rates with that of a stoner. Just consuming more and more porn, more and more pot, more and more poppers. Because that's what stoners do these days. You're just a stoner. You just want to be a little stereotype. Because you want people to look at you and just see, just another stoner. He can't help himself. He just gets high all the time. And you want to look at yourself and just see someone who's really good at using weed. Just an expert weed consumer. No different than a foodie. Just about weed. Just think about weed. I'm going to try every single type of it. Try every single strain. Try every single OG. You want to just get high. Just have more and more weed. Because being high makes you more yourself, and you are a stoner.